The seven wounds of Christ, where skeptics, cynics, and seekers find unexpected healing, by Fred A. Hartley III, published by CLC Publications, P.O. Box 1449, Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, 19034. Copyrighted by Fred A. Hartley III and published in 2017. Read by the author with much pleasure. Foreword by Dr. Mike Plunkett. For many years, I have had the privilege of pioneering with Fred Hartley in the College of Prayer and facilitating prayer gatherings throughout the world. We have seen God move in miraculous and healing ways all across the globe. In the presence of Christ, the blind received their sight, the lame walked, and deaf heard. To the glory of God, prayer movements have begun in small villages, in the highest halls of government, and everywhere we've been, people have shared with us their deep wounds, wounds that have come from family, church, and friends. Fred takes you to the only place where your wounds can be healed. I believe that our wounded healer, the Lord Jesus Christ, wants to use this book to transform your wounds into triumphs, redeem your pain, and keep you from wasting your sorrows. The key to your healing is your union with Christ. Fred lays out the vital connection between the wounds of Jesus and the healing power he has made available to your wounds. The Holy Spirit makes the things of Jesus real to you. The Spirit's work is to smite you with the beauty of Jesus and bring forth beauty from your ashes. When you come to the Lord for healing, more often than not, the Holy Spirit brings up painful memories from your past. Memories hold on to the pain of wounds. While grieving your wounds is always helpful, nothing is more powerful than inviting the healing presence of Jesus into the memories and into the pain. I was at a large youth conference when a teenage girl came to me for ministry. The young girl had responded to the gospel by giving her life to Christ, and her friends were so excited for her. However, the next day, as she reacted to the message about the empowerment of the Holy Spirit for godly living and Christian service, she began to literally lose control of herself. She started experiencing strange physical manifestations and the emotional reactions of a person who had been abused, so she came to me for help. When I saw this young woman for the first time, it struck me how pale and withdrawn she looked. Her eyes were lifeless. She would not look at anyone directly and seemed to be trying to disappear. I found out that she was about 15 years old and that during her sophomore year of high school, she'd been gang raped. The pain and fear of that terrible violation had come flooding back to her, and she attempted to yield her life to the fullness of the Holy Spirit, but she was broken and afraid and recoiled. There are no words to speak to such a wound, no pat answers. I asked her if she could invite Jesus into her wounds, into her pain, and she said yes. We began to pray and seek the Lord together. She willingly opened up the memory of the gang rape, only this time allowing Jesus to minister to her pain. I watched her as I prayed with her. Her forehead clearly indicated by its movement that she was reliving that awful moment. She shared with me that she was not alone, but that Jesus had taken her into his arms and was wiping away her tears. Her memory and her wounds would never be the same. She would never have to remember the violation of her person without seeing Jesus there protecting and embracing her. I asked if she had heard him say anything else. She said yes. He is asking me to forgive those who did this to me. One by one, one name at a time, she forgave the rapist out loud with me. I knew that she would have to forgive them for her own healing and freedom, but I had not asked her to do so. Jesus had asked her, and she did it. When she opened her eyes, she was not the same girl. Jesus had given her, in just a few moments, a substantial healing. Her eyes were now bright and shiny. She held her head erect and was able...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?